Our Washington Redskins are back on the field this weekend after a bye week with a new focus. They aim to turn around their season and make a run for the postseason. The 3-6 Skins are at home facing another team desperate to turn things around, the 3-6 Philadelphia Eagles, who will likely be without starting quarterback Michael Vick. Joining us live now to talk about the game, Redskins great Dexter Manley. Dexter, great to have you back on WTOP. You know this. Yeah, go ahead, Dexter.
Well, I was going to say good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. But I'm sorry I couldn't be there. You know, I'm out in the trenches with Galley Service, one of the largest industry, the cleaning service business. So I couldn't be there. I have a meeting I have to get to. It.
We understand.
That's why I have to call in today.
Not a problem. Well, tell us, are we going to see a new and improved Redskins now for the home stretch of the season? Are they coming back re-energized after the bye week? Do you have confidence in the way the players seem to that they could make a legitimate run for the postseason?
Well, I'm very optimistic, but I will say this. I think the Philadelphia Eagles have excellent people at skill position. They're probably one of the most explosive teams in the National Football League at skill position. But, you know, they've lost five straight games, and they have people like LeSean McCoy. They have DeSean Jackson, Jeremy McLean. These guys can score anywhere on the football field. And I think that's a mismatch for the Redskins. They haven't seemed to be able to cover this kind of speed. So I'm really hopeful that they can come back with a sense of urgency. Since there's a sense of urgency, they must win this game come Sunday to stay in this playoff heat. The Eagles have lost five straight games, as I said. And Michael Vick is turning three. Michael Vick is turning. He's 32 years old. He's turned the football over 11 times. I just don't see where Michael Vick can go from here. They've hit the guy 11 times. The guy he has the worst protection in the National Football League. The Redskins got to get to this guy. There's no excuse. They got to get to this guy. They got to put pressure on him, make him move around and throw off his back foot. You know, I mean, everybody sacked Michael Vick. I don't think it's fair everybody sacked Michael Vick. Let's hope we can get to Michael Vick come Sunday.
Dexter, what about this rookie Nick Foles? Is he the spark they need, do you think?
I think he does have the spark. He throws the deep ball well. He doesn't move around like Michael Vick, but here they got the worst offensive line in the National Football League. They can't protect. They couldn't even protect my great-grandmother. That was a crying out loud.
Oh, man.
I think that the Redskins have their hands full. It's a mismatch with the skill position. But I think they have a sense of urgency. They know they have to get back in the hunt to win this football game, and I'm sort of optimistic they can get this done.
Well, let me point out, Dexter, you know, the Redskins in recent years against rookie quarterbacks, 0 wins and 8 losses going back to 2005. You still optimistic?
Well, you're making me kind of look bad there, Mark. Well, I'll tell you one thing, is that, you know, I'm such a homer here, and I keep rooting for them. But everybody in the community keep making fun of me because I keep picking the Redskins. I'm not going to waver. You know, I'm going to stick to my guns, to my principles. I just bleed burgundy gold. Let's hope that this guy, Foley, let's hope Foley can play and we can take care of this guy. Michael Vick's not going to play, so I think this guy, Foley, will play. And hopefully Jim Haslam has a lot of tricks in his bag. Can blitz this guy. Get to this guy. That's what's most important.
Well, Garcon is back. That should give a little bit of spark to the offense, even though he's not 100%.
Yeah, well, Garcon, you know, they paid this guy, you know, 40-some million bucks. I mean, hey, man, listen, take an aspirin to it. I keep saying that over and over. Put an aspirin to it and go play football.
All right, Dexter.
He's not giving him a break. He's got a bad toe.
We love Dexter's eternal optimism, though.
And that aspirin tablet. It works wonders.
Thanks, Dex.
Dexter, we'll hear from you after the game. Redskins great Dexter Manley on WTOP.